I lift my hands to thee. Let's lift our hands to the Lord. Lamb of Calvary, I was bending low when you reached down for me. Precious King of Kings, you're my everything. I lift my hands to pray your holy name. I lift my Lamb of Calvary, Lamb of Calvary, I was bending low when you reached down for me. Precious King, stand and lift your hands to Jesus again. I lift my hands. Sing it to Jesus. Praise his holy name. Lamb of Calvary. Hallelujah. His hand reached further down than I could reach up. I was bending low when you reached down for me. Isn't he precious? Precious King of Kings, you're my everything. You're my everything. I lift my hands to pray your holy name. I lift my hands to pray your holy name. Now let's just do that right now. Let's praise our Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen, amen. You may be seated. God inhabits the praises of his people. I have seen folks enter into a prayer room with their heads down and a burden in their heart, and you could tell by the way they were praying, they were really having a tough time, going through some tough times. And I've watched these individuals sometimes when something seemed to break in the midst of prayer as they started praising God. They started saying, "Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, you're so good. I love you, Lord." And it seemed like the whole countenance changed. They went from a seemingly sadness and gloom to victory and celebration. I'm sure that sometimes those problems were still out there, but there was something that had changed within them. Somehow they had touched God in the midst of praise. You can praise your way right through any situation. Hallelujah. You can praise God when everything's going against you. And everything will turn around and you'll start going against everything in the name of the Lord. You can break down barriers that you thought could never be broken. After you've prayed for a while and talked to God about it, then just start praising his name. And I've seen people who did not have the Holy Ghost praise God for the Holy Ghost and receive the Holy Ghost. I've observed as they were seeking God and seeking God and seeking God, and we don't really have to seek all that much. We repent of our sins and turn around and we put it all in the hands of God and say, Lord, I want to live for You, and start praising God. And we have repented of our sins. There's really nothing to keep us from receiving it if we'll receive it. Sometimes there are barriers that need to be broken within us, and we have to praise our way through that. But I've seen people start praising God after they sought for God for years. Just start praising God and start speaking in tongues. I want to talk about walls tonight, and I'm not talking about these two men on the front seat, Johnny Wall, Don Wall. Both of these gentlemen have been a wall to me at various times. And I watched them come crumbling down. Walls that have to be brought down. Amen. I'm sure these two gentlemen could testify to you, because I know a little bit about their backgrounds. There was a time in their lives when they had to be brought down. I didn't even know I was going to talk about Brother Don and Brother John when I started on the subject, walls that have to be brought down. I'm not talking about, let's don't bring them down tonight. They've already come down. But we've all had walls in our lives. We've had those barriers, and we've had those things that have come against us that we had to break through. And I'd like for us to look at the 6th chapter of Joshua. 6th chapter of Joshua. And I just want to read a few verses. And if I get hung up on some of these words like I did the other night, I may skip something. Yeah, he said I left out the word Camelite somewhere the other night. And all those Hittites and Ammonites, he said you didn't ever mention Camelites. Chapter 6, Joshua. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given unto thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And I'd like to read this commandment that Joshua gave the people in verse 10. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then shall you shout. Let us consider these people. They were a chosen people. We are a chosen people. They were a peculiar people. And we are a peculiar people. They had been in bondage. And we have been in bondage. God had made a way of escape for them. God has made a way of escape for us. Hallelujah. God had chosen somebody to lead them with a plan and commission and given them direction. And all they had to do was follow the leading of the man of God, as the man of God followed God. Difficulties came. Problems came to them. Difficulties and problems come to us. Things came against them that they thought they couldn't overcome. That happens to us too.
That's right.
They found themselves with an enemy on their trail and an impossible situation before them. We get that way sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But they put it all in the hands of God. And their leader said, "Stand still and see the salvation of God."
Yeah.
And they did what the man of God said. And God made a way when there seemed to be no way. He's done that for us too.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're doing all right.
He brought us through the water. After we determined we were going to come out of bondage, we said, "I'm going to make a change. I'm going to get rid of these chains that are holding me. I'm going to do whatever it takes, and I'm going to follow the leading of God. I'm tired of this taskmaster that's holding me back. I'm tired of this bondage that causes me not to be able to feel the liberty that I want to." They went through the water. We've been through the water. Hallelujah.
That's good.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Word of God gives us beautiful examples of people of God going forth. And it seems that God had a big canvas that He was drawing to say, "This is how your life shall be if you will follow Me." He took them through the waters. We went through the water after we came out of bondage.
Amen.
And we came up on the other side rejoicing. You remember that night when you went down in that baptistry?
Sure.
You'd been in bondage, but you said, "God, I'm sorry I've been this way. Whatever it was that got me here, I'm sorry, and I want to turn from my sin, and I want to escape." And you heard the Word of the Lord, and you went through the water. It didn't seem possible at first. The enemy said, "You can't do it." But God said, "You can make it. I've made a way of escape for you. Go through the water. Go through the water in Jesus' name. I'll wash you as white as snow. You'll come clean through the water." Hallelujah. And we came. And we rejoiced. The horse and his rider was cast into the sea. The enemy was not behind us like he had been before. We were victorious and rejoicing, praising God. But I know and you know that along the way, we all have gone through some difficult times, even after going through the water, even after escape from bondage. And during these difficult times, sometimes there are things that happen in our lives that are difficult for us to get through. For instance, somebody may have spoken a word to you sometime after you had come out of bondage, after you had gone through the water, after you had received the promises of God and rejoiced. Somebody might have said a word or two to you that hurt your feelings. And because of what that individual may have said, you found yourself coming to church and you didn't want to sit on the same side of the church where that person sat. It seemed that a wall had been built and you didn't want to talk to that person. You didn't want to shake hands with that person because somewhere while you were trying to walk with God and follow God with all your heart, something was said that hindered you. And now the years have gone by. And you get down to pray. And you remember the wonderful blessings you received and the miracles God has performed in your life. But there's something there that needs to come down. There's a wall that needs to be broken. There's an enemy that's out to destroy your soul. Because through the years, something has come up inside of you. Walls of resentment. Walls of jealousy because you sit back when the preacher says, "Come on up, sister so-and-so, I want you to sing a song tonight." That's the woman that said those words to me. Come on, brother, I want you to go with me and let's go visit somebody in a hospital tonight. That's the brother that did something a long time ago that really bothered me. So I just don't think I'll go to church this week because I don't want to have these feelings. And so you come back to church and it seems like the wall is even greater. The wall is even more shut up and taller and harder to get through. And you wonder, is there any way I can have victory again? I've gone through the floods. I've been through the fire. I've come out of bondage. And I've shouted with victory. But there's some jealousy in me. That's an enemy that's wanting to destroy me. There's a wall that has come up before me. And before I can go all the way to the promised land, somehow I'm going to have to bring that wall down. Things happen. I know. And I've been wandering out there in other places and seeing these things. So I'm not talking about any of you here. Necessarily. But I know from experience and having had to bring down a few walls myself, that in order for us to have the true victory and to enter into the promises of God that He has promised all of us, we cannot make it with bitterness in our heart. We cannot make it holding a grudge against anybody. If anybody's ever done me wrong, and there has become a wall in my life, somehow I've got to find a way to bring down that wall. And it doesn't matter how much you go to that person and tell that person is wrong. It doesn't matter how much you may try to beat on that wall, you can't bring it down. It's going to have to take some submission and some obedience and some following the ways of God and submitting all your ways to God and becoming humble and saying, Lord, whatever it takes, somehow I've entered into a bondage again. And this thing has become a wall to me. And I must be delivered. I've got to see that wall come down. There are enemies up there that are looking at me, wanting to destroy me. I've got to bring it down. Hallelujah. A man did me wrong. I know he did me wrong. He knows he did me wrong. And he was wrong. And I got mad. Mad. Because he did me wrong. I went in my bedroom, put my head on my pillow, and I said, God, you know he did me wrong. And he knows he did me wrong. And oh, God, if you can figure out a way for me to make it and get even with him and show everybody he's wrong and I'm right, I'm willing to do whatever it takes, Lord. Because that was a wall to me. I wanted to do something for God, but every time I wanted to do something for God, all I could see was that old man's face and what he said and what he did and how he treated me. And I spent most of my prayer time saying, God, do something. Reveal it, Lord. Help everybody to see, God. You know he's wrong. Oh, God, help me to find your will. Which way do I go from here? Seemed like I was praying against a wall. Where do I go? What do I do? Oh, God, you know he did me wrong. Then one day, I really desperately needed something from God. And I came to that place where in desperation, with tears streaming down my face, I said, God, whatever it takes for me to bring down this bitterness, this hurt, and this doubt, and this imagination. Because I imagine him doing all kinds of things and saying terrible things about me. I mean, I'd lie in bed late at night and I would imagine some terrible things that he was saying. And I wanted to just charter a jet airliner and go up there and give him a piece of my mind. But I said, God, whatever it takes to bring down this wall and to get past this situation, I'm willing to do it. You know what I had to do? It was simple, but it was hard to find. To bring that wall down, I had to say, God, no matter what that man has done, no matter what that man has said, and no matter what he'll do in the future, and no matter what has happened, I forgive him. And if I ever meet him face to face again, Lord, with your help, I'll treat him courteously. I'll shake his hand. And I'll genuinely care about his soul. That was a hard wall to bring down. I mean, that was like marching around it 7 times in one day. Keeping my mouth shut. Hallelujah. You don't bring down walls by talking all the time. You don't bring down walls by telling everything you know about somebody. There are a lot of reasons why when you want to bring down a wall, it's good just to shut your mouth and keep going forward. God didn't give us these examples just to have a story to read about what happened a long time ago. He gave us these examples to teach us how we can bring down walls. You got an enemy on the other side of that wall. He's standing up on the wall. His name is jealousy, fear, doubt, saying you can't bring this wall down. Envy. You'll never get this wall down. You just keep going forward. Keep your mouth shut. Just keep marching. Be quiet. Don't shout back. Because God's going to have His way. You do what God says do. Follow the man of God as he follows God. There will come that time when a trumpet will sound. And somebody's going to shout praises unto God. And it could be you. And you can be the one that goes straight forward. Cutting off the head of jealousy. Rooting out all the roots of bitterness. Destroying everything that tried to destroy you. Because when God brings down a wall, He brings it down flat.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got past that wall. And you can get past this wall. Sure, you people can get past this wall. We've already been through the Red Sea. And remember how we crossed over Jordan. We did what God said do. And the moment those men touched their toes to the brim of that water, remember? The water started stacking up on one side, moving away on the other side. And we had clean passage across Jordan. Remember, we had to sanctify ourselves. God did wonders among us. So what's a little wall up there? Enemies on the other side of that wall. We can't get through it without the help of God. The enemies up there said, you can't make it. And we won't make it unless we obey God. So therefore, Joshua commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout. Or make any noise with your voice. I wonder why he said that. You remember all through the stories of these people following God. Anytime they had a little time to walk together, they started murmuring and complaining. They murmured and complained. That's why they were out there in the wilderness so long. God kept on performing miracles and kept on feeding them miraculously and doing all kinds of things for them. And they murmured and they complained and got in trouble with God. But God still had His hand on them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And they came through. Even after messing up a few times, they came through. I saw a woman the other night who despised her mother-in-law. This lady would come to church and sat on the other side of the church from her mother-in-law. And any time we would shake hands, when they would meet, they would pass each other by. It seemed like there was an invisible wall of some kind there. You know, it's hard to have a church service and have everybody in one mind and one accord to see a Holy Ghost move when you've got division among the people in the church. And there that lady sat over on this side and that mother-in-law over this side. Who was wrong? They both were. Because the mother-in-law despised her and she despised her mother-in-law. Because I sat and listened to both of them talk. When I was with a mother-in-law, that daughter-in-law of mine, she won't do. Do you realize my son could have married Mrs. So-and-so? And he got that thing, and I'm stuck with her as a daughter-in-law. Then I listen to the daughter-in-law because I have to pastor both of them.
Mm-mm.
And she said, you know what? I married into this family, but I didn't marry her. And I don't have to talk to her. And I don't have to listen to her. Can you imagine trying to preach to people like that? I tell you all these victorious things about these sinners. I'd rather spend all day with a sinner that wants to go forward than to spend 1 minute with a person that hates her mother-in-law.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine trying to get up there, all these new people hungry for God, saying, show us which way to go. We want to serve God. Preacher, tell us how to get started. Preacher, we'll go. We'll follow God. Just lead the way. And there sits that woman back there. And I look over at her mother-in-law. She says, let's praise the Lord, everybody. And I look back there, and her hands are up. The one that hates her mother-in-law. And I get all encouraged. And I see her rejoicing and starting to praise God. And I see her open her eyes. She looks at her mother-in-law. She's got her hands up. The wall there.
Oh, God.
Doesn't just have to be an in-law. It can be somebody in your own immediate family. Your daddy might have said something to you a long time ago and you've never forgiven him of it. And you wonder why you can't have the victory. The reason you can't have the victory, God's brought you a long ways. And you can't shout with victory because you won't keep your mouth shut and keep going forward and do what God says do and let God bring down the wall. Hallelujah.
Yeah, but I don't have a problem with my family, it's my pastor. I mean, stuck our necks out and we're having to pay these bills on that big old shed over there. And all we've got is 180 people to fill up that big old church. Why, we'll look like a little group of... We'll look so small. We'll get over there in that big old church and he already said there'll only be two of us on a pew. I just don't know if it'll feel right to leave this building. I mean, I've been in this place for 20 years. And he didn't even let me vote. And he controls the money. And he tells us how to spend it. work on the building. I don't know if I can go along with him. But I know God brought me out of bondage. And I know God brought me through the water. And I rejoice when the enemy was put under my feet and I shouted. Big old tabernacle, just a few of us. You know what you need to do? Bring down that wall. Follow the leader as he follows God. Quit worrying about it. Quit talking about it. I haven't heard any talk. I just know how it is. In other places. Because I've been with a lot of pastors when they walked around saying, "My Lord, what am I going to do with that woman? What am I going to do with that Sunday school superintendent? I know what I'll do. I'll just fire him. I'll just dismiss my whole board." I've seen walls come up between preachers and deacons, preachers and ladies auxiliary presidents, preachers and youth leaders, preachers and senior citizens. Leaders, preachers, and children, preachers, and old people, preachers and men, preachers and women. In fact, I've been the preacher every time. So I'm not talking about something I read in a book at some Bible college. I'm talking about those walls so great that I didn't build. But they were there. And they were a hindrance to me because I had to get past that in order to follow God with all my heart and to go where God said go and do what God said do. And He brought me through the water. He put the enemy behind me. And I've got to go forward. And there's an enemy on that wall. And I can't get past it until God brings it down. So all I know to do is just keep following God. And everybody else can get in or get out or get run over. Hallelujah. Because I've got to bring that wall down. Hallelujah.
Yeah, but you don't know about this thing that's bothering me. You haven't even come across it yet, preacher. I just don't like your looks. Or, if you go over 30 minutes for your sermon, that becomes a wall to me. Because when you stop preaching in 45 minutes, as far as I'm concerned, you stopped 30 minutes ago. 15 minutes is all the Word of God I need. I heard him preach an hour one time. And I'm not for or against long or short sermons. Just like the other day, somebody said, "What are you going to use for communion in our church?" I mean, I went there, took my family there, subjected them to all kinds of devils in New England. Had my daughters there with all kinds of maniacs trying to get to them. I had to fight them off like flies. And I stood there and I prayed. I said, "God, protect Melody." And walls came between me and these old sinful, lustful men. It was after my babies. And here I was up there and no fellowship around me. And I had to just run and beat that devil off and run. I finally got one of them married off, but I'm still having to beat devils off. And I won't keep beating devils off till a godly man comes along and says, "Melody, I believe I've got a right as a man of God to protect my family if she's 40 years old to do all I can to fight the devil." Hallelujah. I don't believe any Christian person has business dating or even going out to eat with a sinner. I may be meddling again. I might have just built another wall.
It never works. You say, oh, I know somebody that wants somebody to God. Well, I know a whole lot of people that left God because some good-looking hunk came along and said, oh, I'll serve God with you. And for about 3 months, they went together, got married, and the consecrated, shouting young lady, you couldn't see her after that. Instead, all you heard was a whiny voice on the other end of the telephone said, I don't know how I got in all these problems. He's an alcoholic. He beats me. And he don't love God. We can't go to church. I'm not going to do it. What you should have done is listen to the preacher. And quit going around griping and complaining when he says you need to find somebody in the church. There ain't nobody in our church good looking. Stay single then. Hallelujah. I am meddling. What are we going to do with these walls? We've got to do what God tells us to do through the man of God that He has put over us. He never chose for the man of God to listen to everybody in the church and try to please them all. He never chose for the man of God to try to satisfy everybody's little whim and desire. But He did choose to take a person and say, I want you to lead these people. And I'll tell you what to do and you tell them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to know how that wall came down between that woman and her daughter-in-law? We were having a service. And God was blessing. And right in the middle of that service, that older lady started shouting and praising God. And that younger lady started shouting and praising God. And the music was going and people were rejoicing. And after a while, they looked at each other and both of them kept shouting and praising God. And they just shouted over to each other. And started hugging each other's neck. Hallelujah. And the walls came tumbling down. They started forgiving each other for every thought they'd had, every bad thing that had come between them. In fact, that daughter-in-law said to me, you know, for years I've had this problem, but I started worshiping God and He got a hold of me. I've never been so blessed in my life. I forgive her. The walls came down flat. Hallelujah. And the enemy was conquered. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's just thank Him right now. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. I'd like to have a little demonstration, if I may. Let's take these three brethren right here, Brother McCoskey and the two Walls, and Brother Mark. And I'd like you men, if you would, to just come here and take a walk, walk around. Don't say a word. Maybe you feel like saying praise the Lord. Don't say anything. And picture yourself marching with these men. And the reason you're marching with them is because God has spoke to you and said, you do what I tell you to do, and every wall in your life will be broken down. If you're having a problem with jealousy, tonight you can crush that wall and destroy it. If you're having a problem with anybody anywhere with resentment or fear or anything, just picture yourself walking around that wall, getting ready to see it come tumbling down. Don't say anything, Mark. Be quiet. Because
Because when we get to that certain place where you're ready to destroy everything between you and the victory, and you'll hear a sound of a trumpet. Shh. Shh. Don't say anything. Let's all stand together while they march. When you hear that sound, if there's a problem in your life and you don't know how you can bring it down, just remember God can. He can do it. And you don't have to wait till tomorrow. We've already gone through the times of crossing the troubled waters. And God brought us through. We've already... Shh, don't say anything yet. Hold it. Hold it. Can you imagine those people? What they must have had to go through going around those walls. If there's any problem in your life, bring it down when you hear the sound of the horn. Cry out and shout. Now. Bring down the walls. Get rid of it. Conquer it. Go forward. Kill it! Kill it! Get rid of it! Everybody lift your voices! Lift your hands! Shout unto God! With a voice of triumph! Praise Him! Praise Him!
Marching tonight, okay? Start a victory march. Sing it. Worship God. The beautiful city of God. Oh, we're marching to Zion. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching onward to Zion. The beautiful city of God. Oh, we're marching to Zion. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Zion. Glory, glory. The beautiful city of God. Oh, we're marching to Zion. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion. All right, form a group around the altar. Everybody, start gathering right here. Amen. Start gathering around the altar. Amen. Amen. Worship Him. Love Him. Praise Him. Let Him have His way. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, we're marching to Zion. Come on in with us. Spread out a little bit, making more room for others. Amen. Let's all call on the Lord together. Call on the Lord together. Oh, glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, yes, we thank. thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Na na la kashilo boga. Hallelujah. Praise him, folks, praise him. If you need him, praise him. If you need him, praise him. Praise him, praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Let him move in your life. Let him move in your life. Let him move in your life down. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, shout, shout, we're gaining ground. Oh, glory, hallelujah, for the love of God is coming down. Oh, glory. Well, it has come down and it will come down. Oh, glory, hallelujah. For the love of God is coming down. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Now sing it. Oh, shout, shout, we're gaining ground. Oh, glory, hallelujah. For the love of God is coming down. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we go tonight, I want to call to your attention the things that we're doing for God we are not doing by ourselves. Brother DeRay comes to us from Kentucky, and the things that he blesses this church with is a gift to us from somebody else's ministry. Brother Rendell labored in Louisiana, and through that ministry has brought Brother David Valerie, Brother Johnny Wall, Brother Don Wall into this church, which represents hundreds of dollars each year, even into the thousands that goes into the various programs of the church. So Rendell's ministry is helping us build this church. And it could reach out to others and others from different areas. I'm not doing this by myself, and you're not in this by yourself. God has certainly been good to us. I think you enjoyed that, and part of it you probably endured, because he did meddle just a little bit, didn't he? But we all have these walls that would rise up in our life. It's real easy to be jealous. I'm not talking about family jealousy. I'm not talking about that. Other jealousy, just as green. It's easy to be irritable. It's easy to be disgusted and be like the Apostle Peter, who said, I'm through with the whole thing. In so many words, I'm going fishing. And the rest of them said, I'll just go with you. I'm tired of this mess too. But we're working on tearing the walls down, and God does give us the leadership. Not me. There's one bigger than me leading in this thing. Let's thank God for the Word and for the goodness of the Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord. Oh, praise God for your beauty. Thank God for your goodness. Thank God for your love. Thank God for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for all good things. Amen. Appreciate this ministry and all of you being present. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord.